Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's raining again, say Super Tram. As a matter of fact, it's not, but there's many around the area who wish it would, I think. A few clouds about this morning, but not too bad. Trust that wherever you are, things are okay. Hope you had a good weekend. If you just joined us, Southwest 103, Bob McCreaney, it's Breakfast with Bob. Here on local radio for East Devon, West Dorset and South Somerset. We're going to be finding out all about some historical dancing with a chap called Tony Reader from Fenerton after our next bit of music. First of all, I was having a chat with Andy Sinclair earlier on about how great it would be to always be able to think of the right comeback line at the right moment, because you can never think of the right lines, can you? And you want to be suitably rude to somebody. You know, instead of resorting to fisticuffs and punching them on the hooter when somebody says something and it really gets you a goat, you'd like to be able to come back with one of those withering lines that would knock them for six. And I mean, there's been many experts in that over the years. Oscar Wilde was one. Groucho Marx was pretty good at it. Winston Churchill was amazingly good at it. To give you an illustration of the kind of remark I mean, for example, Winston Churchill and George Bernard Shaw were none too fond of each other, apparently, and George Bernard Shaw sent him an invitation to the first night of one of his plays. And the invitation went to Winston Churchill, and it read, "Bring a friend if you have one." So Winston Churchill wrote back and said, "I can't come to the first night, I'll come to the second night if there is one." And I think this is it. This encapsulates what we're trying to do here, which is come up with the right reply at the right moment. For example, there's another one. Now, Noel Coward was good at it as well. Lady Diana Cooper, who was playing the Virgin Mary in a sober religious drama, met Noel Coward, whose frothy comedy had just opened. "I saw your play," she told him, "but I didn't laugh once." "Didn't you, darling?" he said. "I saw yours and simply roared." Now, I think that really the biscuit goes to old Groucho Marx. One of my favourites of his, when somebody walked up to him and it was one of those big Hollywood bashes and said, "Have you had a good evening, Groucho?" He said, "Yes, I have, but this wasn't it." Cliff Richard's going to sing to us now. He's never rude to anybody, are you, Cliff? He's a clean-living, good old boy. He lives his kind of life.
From early days, from the moment I was born.
Number 15 in 1977. Cliff Richard and My Kind of Life. Southwest 103, Breakfast with Bob McCreaney. And the station that plays mainly the classic hits. We hand-select a few of the good new ones for you as well. We've got one of those coming up before too long. Before that, we'll be going back to 1966, though. And before that, we're going to find out about historical dance workshops, going back even further. Because we're talking now to a gentleman who describes himself as, well, I'll let you hear what he describes himself as, but over the years, he's been an actor, he's been a fool, as in the kind of court jester fool, you know, the one with the cap with the bells on and the tights and all the rest of it. And he belongs to a Morris group called Flaming Morris and is involved in all kinds of historic dance. His name is Tony Reader. He lives in Fenerton, and he's starting historical dance workshops, giving people in East Devon the chance to come into the Exeter and Devon Arts Centre in Exeter and learn about dances up to the Tudor period. Now, they'll be doing this over 5 meetings. So I thought, well, I'd find out a little bit more about the man and his music and his dance. And when I met him, he had a strange object on his lap. And when he turned the handle, it emitted a strange noise.
Aircheckdownloads.com.